Yeah, great result on the back of a Wednesday night when, you know, the lads put in a hell of a shift, and extra time's bad enough, but with 10 men. So the lads that certainly have, you know, played in all that game and 90 minutes today, you know, that's big credit to him. You know, like Sir Nathan Arnold as well, that was ill yesterday. You know, he did what he could for us today, and that's what you need to do to come and get a result, because it's, you know, I don't care what position they are in league, it's never easy, and you have to do your job when you turn up. So delighted that we managed to get the win.
You threatened quite a bit in the first half without scoring, but they'd started quite well in the second half, hadn't they? And it was a good job you got the goal when you did, perhaps.
They certainly did have a good start to the second half. We just mentioned that, you know, to the players after, because if, you know, when you're playing against a team Lightning, it doesn't matter if you've looked the better team. If they get something to hold on to, your task becomes far more difficult. There was a one first half, James McEwen, you know, I have to mention it, a big save at a crucial time. Looked miles offside, I think you all thought the same. But if he doesn't give it, James has to do his job, and, you know, thankfully he stood big, made a good save, and then at the other end, probably we had a couple of chances, JP's that hit the bar. But second half, we just spoke about trying to maintain a tempo despite, you know, the efforts of midweek, and eventually we got the reward.
It did look as though that first one would never go in, though.
A little bit, yeah. You do wonder, so JP had already hit the woodwork first half. Ollie hits the post. The sort of rebound, I think, was saved initially, then come back out. But we, you know, we managed to put it in the back of the net in the end with JP. Just a little bit after that, he's had to come off. He felt a twinge in his hamstring. Hopefully that it is only that. And then Rossana, who's, you know, been chomping at the bit. I thought he did well midweek when he came on. And today you could tell his willingness does what Ross does. You know, got what I consider to be a, you know, a goal scorer's goal, just in front of the keeper.
It was a Ross Hanna goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what, you know, I think a lot of strikers should be, you know, in terms of, you can, how many goals are you going to score from outside the box? 3, 4, 5 maybe a season, you know, in the box, and particularly in the 6-yard box. Tap-ins, looks an easy finish, but he controlled it well, and then he's in that area. Some of the players wouldn't have been, and, you know, pleased for him, and it made the last 5, 6, 7 minutes, whatever it was, more comfortable viewing.
I thought Ollie Palmer really stepped up second half and led the line well.
Yeah, I think they both threatened first half, but it kind of nearly happened instead of actually happening. Second half, you know, we put them on the back foot, but it's a big pitch here, and it's difficult to, you know, either. They seem to want to squeeze up the pitch and left that space in behind, and we spoke about that. And we did it successfully last weekend against Barnet when it was Lenny and Ollie, again, trying to get down the sides of him. So it was good to see, you know, I'm trying to take that on board, and it did help get us up the pitch because they had the extra man in midfield.
No Lenny, no Scott Brown today. What's the story with that?
Lenny's, you know, wasn't feeling great and still a bit sore from the whack that he took the other night. Scott Brown felt his knee yesterday in training. So I'm not sure on that one how long that's going to, you know, keep him out. So, you know, Scott Nielsen had just come back training yesterday. Hadn't trained for a long time and had been ill. So, you know, we missed some players. And this goes back to what Keep often saying about it being a squad game. And getting the job done. So hopefully, you know, we might be a bit better shape for Tuesday night in what is just yet another big game for us.
Another big game, another difficult game, a long journey, and your players have played a lot and travelled a lot in the last week. Will you be thinking of refreshing it?
Possibly. I mean, look, we can only do so much if people keep picking up knocks and injuries. And on the back of that, you know, a week's time after that, got an even shorter trip to Dover to look forward to. So, look, it's important that you get the points on the board when they're there for the taking. I felt that was, you know, the issue today, and that's what I said at half-time. We could all see that the game was there to be won. It was vital that we did that. And, you know, the Eastleigh game is no bigger than today is. You know, it's 3 points. We know where they are in the league. But it's just the next one. For me now, it's 16 really big games, and we've got to be up for every single one of them.
You mentioned JP's hamstring. Is that a worry to you? Is it something you have to nurse him through at times?
I think with him and his past injury record, there's always a concern. You know, first half, I asked him at half-time if he's OK. A couple of times, he kind of doesn't look like he's actually flat out. And I don't know if... I think we've come to the conclusion that's almost a style issue and how he's on the eye rather than him, you know, holding back. But you do... There is a concern there, of course. You know, it's another goal for him. He scored here in the trophy. He scored in his last league start. So, you know, he's sort of in form. But we'll have to see how that settles down over the next couple
particularly
of days.
On heavy pitches, is it a worry?
Well, it was another heavy pitch today. And this time of year, realistically, there's every chance that pitches will be. You know, it wasn't bad, but it naturally just cuts up a little bit. And that doesn't help muscle fatigue or probably increases the risk of injuries.
What about your player search? How's that progressing?
same as. Look, if we keep doing what we're doing, then at least players can see that, you know, we're going to be in contention. And if players don't want to, you know, be part of that, then I kind of question what they do want to be part of.
So is there somebody that you've approached that doesn't want to be part of it? Is that am I reading too much from that?
No, reading probably too much. But, you know, sometimes, we've said before, when you do approach players, you know, it might be too far to travel, don't want to leave the missus, or, you know, things like that. It's, don't get it. It's hard for me to understand. I was fortunate in my career, I didn't have to move around, but the time when a loan move became available, it was done and dusted in the space of 2 hours. And I played for the team the next day. Because I always said all along, I'd rather be playing in the first team than sat on a bench or sat in a stand for the team that you're at.
You said you were hoping to bring a League Two player in. Is that one dead then?
No, not entirely. It's dragged on certainly further and situation possibly changed there, but I haven't had an answer as yet.
And what about the left-back situation?
Cole Magne. I think that's the answer at the minute.
Yeah, but you did say you were looking last week.
Yeah, but it might be, I also said during the week, it might be a right-back because Carl's proved that he can play there and it's not a case of just filling in. He's naturally right-footed, of course, but his performances are far better than a person that's filling in at left-back.
Having said that, you did have two right-backs on the bench today as well.
Yeah, I like right-backs.
And any reason for that, Paul?
No, I looked at it today and, if we'd have got into a position that I would have wanted, then I might have made different substitutions than actually took place. But as many things in life, not just at football, with football, didn't always go to the exact plan that you'd like.
So you're not thinking of getting anybody in before Tuesday?
If we can, yeah. Yeah, why not?
And are you hopeful?
Hopeful. I'm hopeful that I might win lottery tonight. But
shall we say confident then?
Not confident, I'm hopeful.
All right. And one final word about the fans who made the journey today and never stopped singing throughout the 90 minutes.
Yeah, I knew we'd get a good following. I said it, not exactly local, but not certainly an Eastleigh or a Dover. We had a good following here in the trophy in what was a very, you know, low crowd, realistically. And, you know, that's just on the back of the ones that travelled up to Gateshead that, you know, I said really thank them for their support. So they'll have a good weekend and on to the next one.
Paul, thanks for joining us.
Just before you nip off, Paul, can I just ask you about Ollie Palmer? The fans were chanting at the end, sign him up. Are you going to do it?
It's not up to me. Or it's not certainly entirely up to me. You know, there's a player and there's his club. But he's shown again certain aspects of his game that I like, the willingness. Although he's a big lad, I mean, he's got to learn to head the ball, that's one thing. About 5 times the ball's on his head and he somehow lost the header. I think I'd have beat him in the air. So he's got to improve that. But his willingness to run towards the opposition's goal. And he's got tidier feet than your traditional big man. So, yeah, if he can learn to head the ball, then I'll probably have a conversation with Mansfield.
Yeah. Would you rule out a permanent move?
I don't think that's an option at the minute, to be honest. That's never been discussed, certainly, with Mansfield. So I think it's more a loan until the end of the season.
Yeah. Do you feel you've got some persuasion or persuading to do to try and keep him if you decide to go down that route? Because initially you wanted to take him, didn't you, to the end of the season, that and Mansfield wanted just to let him out for a month.
That discussion initially had taken place, and then I don't know if it was on the player's part a little bit that he, you know, was not willing to commit straight away until he'd had a look at us. I'd be surprised if perhaps the player doesn't or wouldn't happily extend it. But again, Mansfield, a lot of it will probably depend on them and where they're fixed. It's game to game. You know, if you pick up an injury, they've took Vidane and Oliver, they've got Billy Key. If they get injured, then they might, need Ollie back. Who knows?
Talking of injuries, did James McEwen pick up a bit of a thigh problem today?
Not what I know of.
Because I was wondering, in the first half, he appeared to be limping at one stage a little bit.
I'm not sure. He never mentioned anything at half-time. There was no ice on. So he hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
So I don't think so.
We're talking about signing up players there. What about Carl Magne's situation? I know we've spoken about this in recent weeks, haven't we? But there was some reports suggesting that there was some Football League interest in him. How do you view his long-term future with you? Does he have one beyond the end of this season, in your mind?
If he keeps playing how he does, then, that'll be an option for him. Yeah. But it's like anything, we're not in a position where we can offer long contracts out. And Carl's just really the same as a lot of the other players. If you're in a conference team like ours and doing quite well, I would expect there to be scouts at the games, which there has been. And then it comes down to whether they want to, take a player on. But, at the minute, the players know the situation here, and they know how I work. And he knows that I'm happy with him. I think, in fact, he's on the team sheet, I think, every week. He knows what I think of him.
Have you indicated to him, Paul, that you want him to be part of your long-term plans here?
We've had a chat and said, don't be worrying about the future in that sense. And that if he plays like he does, then he'll always, have an option of Grimsby Town.
Was that you indicating to him then you might offer him a deal?
Possibly down the line, yeah.
Yeah, how impressed have you been with him? Has he surpassed your expectations?
I think he's certainly up there as either the best or one of the best signings. Yeah, everything considered, when he came in, the deal he's on, everything, it makes sense, and his performances have been at a very consistent level, playing in a couple of different positions as well.
Anybody in for any of your players at all?
No.
What's happening with Hamish Watson? I know that he's with you, isn't he, on a short-term basis at the moment. Any takers for him recently? I'm not just in the last few days, but I'm thinking in the last month or so.
No.
Because you wanted him out, didn't you, on loan, if possible?
Yeah, like him. I thought, he's what on for three, four minutes, but, one good bit of play that he had, and I'd like to have seen him being able to get his shot off on the whistle, because that's something he can certainly do, his finish. And we still speaking to a couple of clubs in New Zealand about his past situation in terms of being able to tie him down until the end of the season, which then makes it easier to see about perhaps getting him some games.
How do you see him developing as a player? Is he actually coming round to the way you play and what you want from him?
I think he's definitely got a better understanding of it now, yeah. The more games that he watches, the more just he trains with us. The demands of it. I think like I said before, he's someone that I think's got potential. We're not perhaps in a position to worry too much about potential, as in we need results here and now.
How much does that frustrate you as a manager?
No, it's part and parcel of it. That's it. We're not the only club, and there's a lot of clubs in the Football League as well. You're kind of working on a now situation. But what we certainly haven't got is a development squad that Hamish could quite easily be part of if we were higher up the pyramid.